Chapter 57, Translator, Zia, Editor, Ellie, Emperor Guijun, greatly favored, encountered no resistance from the palace maids as he rushed directly into Qianning Palace. Once inside the sleeping chamber, Emperor Guijun, disregarding Emperor Junhu's delayed reaction, forcefully pushed him aside, maintaining his usual arrogant demeanor that paid no heed to anyone's authority. Emperor Guijun reached the Empress's bedside, feigning sorrow as he placed a hand on the Empress. Your Majesty, what happened to you? Emperor Guijun's eyes reddened, appearing deeply affectionate toward the Empress. Emperor Junhu's expression immediately turned unpleasant. Crying for a funeral, the Empress Dowager, irritated by the disturbance, scolded, "The Empress hasn't died yet. Who are you crying for?" A hint of determination flashed in Emperor Guijun's eyes, but fortunately, he had discreetly administered the antidote to the Empress moments ago. He obediently left the Empress's side. At that moment, a palace maid rushed in from outside and reporting to the Empress Dowager and Emperor Junhu, "The divine physician has arrived." The Empress Dowager urgently said, "Quickly, bring the divine physician in." Emperor Guijun discreetly exhaled a sigh of relief, steadying his rapid heartbeat. He had come dangerously close to being exposed. After He Jushin entered the hall, the Empress Dowager immediately welcomed him and earnestly said, "Divine physician He Jushin, please take a look at the Empress." He Jushin arrogantly responded and walked directly toward the Empress, with Du Xian following behind, offering respects to the Empress Dowager and then assisting her. The Empress Dowager patted Du Xian's hand, "Good child." All eyes were fixed on He Jushin. The Imperial physician stepped aside to make way for her, and Du Xian escorted the Empress Dowager closer, while the Emperor Junhu and Emperor Guijun also approached. He Jushin diagnosed the Empress using various methods. Emperor Guijun's already uneasy heart experienced even greater turmoil. Even though he had administered the antidote, he couldn't be certain if He Jushin would detect any anomalies. "For now, there doesn't seem to be any issue with the Empress's health. Let me try acupuncture first," He Jushin remarked. The Empress Dowager said, "Very well, please give it your full attention, divine physician." He Jushin opened his personal box, took out silver needles, and began acupuncture on the Empress. After inserting a needle into a major acupoint, the Empress coughed and woke up. "Divine physician, what is happening?" she asked. He Jushin withdrew the silver needle, and the Emperor Junhu immediately rushed forward, "Your Majesty, you have finally awakened." It was truly perplexing. Despite the Empress suddenly coughing up blood and fainting, the entire Imperial Medical Institution, along with He Jushin, couldn't pinpoint the cause. He Jushin herself was puzzled. If there was blood coughing and fainting, there must be an issue somewhere. However, during her examination of the Empress's body, everything seemed normal, except for some general weakness. It didn't add up. Upon receiving a message from Hua Mei, Xu Ting directly delegated the task to Su Jin. Unable to enter or leave the Imperial Palace without an Imperial decree, Xu Ting contacted the Captain of the Imperial Guards. The Captain of the Imperial Guards escorted Xu Ting into the palace, waiting at a side gate, and then ensured someone was sent to gather information. Due to the uncertainty of the situation, Xu Ting could only wait patiently and observe the developments. After a while, the carriage from the Xu family left the palace gates. The Captain of the Imperial Guards returned and informed Xu Ting that Du Xian and He Jushin had safely prepared to leave. Xu Ting breathed a sigh of relief and sincerely thanked the Captain. "Don't be so formal with me," the Captain of the Imperial Guards said with a hearty laugh. Since their last journey together, they had developed a strong friendship. "It was just a small favor. Go quickly and find your husband, the Captain playfully remarked. Xu Ting saluted, displaying some light-footed skills, and leapt over the palace wall. Du Xian and He Jushin carriage emerged from the Imperial Palace, and the crimson gates closed again. The Empress remained unharmed, but the situation exposed He Jushin's presence in the capital. Du Xian felt a bit anxious. He could sense that the Empress was somewhat displeased upon learning that He Jushin resided in the Zhenbian Palace. Fortunately, the fact that He Jushin had taken Du Xian as her disciple was an explanation that couldn't be easily criticized. With a disciple supporting his master, the Empress couldn't say much. "Master, what are you thinking about?" Du Xian noticed He Jushin furrowing her brow and asked. "Weird, really strange," He Jushin replied. Du Xian questioned, "What's strange?" He Jushin said, "I need to carefully think about it. The Empress's illness is a bit suspicious. Suddenly, the sound of a stable boy restraining a horse echoed from outside. Whoa! Du Xian lifted the curtain to look, and it was Xu Ting. He exclaimed with delight, "Xu Ting, why are you here?" Xu Ting boarded the carriage and explained, "Hua Mei came to inform me that you and Senior He Jushin were taken into the palace." "What happened exactly?" Du Xian explained the events in detail as the carriage arrived at the entrance of the Zhenbian Palace. They got off the carriage, and in the Qingfeng courtyard, the servants immediately became busy. Xu Ting couldn't shake off a sense of unease and caution, "Senior He Jushin, please be careful. When you go out, make sure to bring the guards from the mansion." He Jushin, however, seemed somewhat dismissive. She even thought, how could this young woman, Xu Ting, be more concerned than herself? She found Xu Ting's words verbose and unnecessary. Sighing, Xu Ting finally understood what it meant to be an elder child. Unaware of this, after He Jushin left the imperial palace, the fourth princess immediately used the pretext of paying respects to enter and see Emperor Guizhun. "Father, how is the situation?" Emperor Guizhun pulled his daughter into the room, then dismissed all the attendants, leaving only his two most trusted chamberlains guarding the door. "Don't worry, He Jushin didn't notice anything amiss." Emperor Guizhun then recounted in detail everything that had happened today to Yan Yuntong. After hearing it all, Yan Yuntong's lifted heart finally relaxed, and her expression eased. "Now that the poisoning attempt has been thwarted, when should we make another move against the Empress?" she asked. "Let's be patient for now. As long as He Jushin is around, any poison we use would be futile," Yan Yuntong said, narrowing her eyes. Only by getting rid of He Jushin could their plans be smoothly executed. This He Jushin was a stumbling block. Emperor Guizhun sat in front of the dressing table, his hands pausing for a moment as he dismantled his hair accessories. "Are you suggesting we eliminate He Jushin first?" he asked. Yan Yuntong replied, "Yes. But it's not easy since He Jushin resides in the Zhenbian Palace." Emperor Guizhun turned to look at his daughter. "I will find an opportunity," Yan Yuntong said, her eyes revealing a ruthless determination. For those with grand ambitions, being ruthless was inevitable. "Be careful and don't leave any traces. The Zhenbian Palace. Father doesn't think highly of Queen of Zhenbian's daughter," Emperor Guizhun cautioned. Yan Yuntong regarded Xu Ting, but she didn't consider Xu Ting to be particularly formidable. She was a princess, while Xu Ting was a commoner, ultimately inferior to her. "Father, rest assured, your daughter knows her limits." Upon returning from the imperial palace, Xu Ting had arranged skilled guards for He Jushin. She requested that whenever He Jushin went out, she must bring them along to be prepared for any unforeseen circumstances. Given the precarious situation in the capital and He Jushin's involvement with the royal family, extra caution was necessary. Moreover, once the Empress learned of He Jushin's presence in the Queen of Zhenbian Palace, she dispatched imperial guards to ensure He Jushin's safety. The Empress was becoming anxious, and being quite protective of her own life, she wouldn't allow He Jushin to leave the city once she knew she was there. This made He Jushin even more impatient. Having secluded herself in the mountains for a long time, she had long let go of the past memories of her youth. Now she was old, she found herself enjoying the lively atmosphere and the aroma of fireworks even more. She had even let go of her dedication to medical skills. The once mystical He Jushin divine physician was now devoted to discovering the hidden treasures of liquor shops in the capital, using the silver earned from her dutiful disciple to buy and enjoy wine. While He Jushin's martial skills weren't particularly formidable compared to the guards sent by Xu Ting to protect her, escaping from these young warriors wasn't simple. A few silver needles later, her guards were left behind as she clicked her tongue in disapproval, swaying as she walked out of the Zhenbian Palace. She avoided the main gate, exiting through the side door of the Qingfeng courtyard. Otherwise, with the guards in the mix, wouldn't her efforts be in vain? Having explored the East City already, she decided to visit the West City today. He Jushin, like an ordinary old lady, leisurely strolled through the streets and alleys of the capital. Dressed in expensive fabric, she received courteous and respectful attention from all the shops along the way. He Jushin felt satisfied with the aging process, especially now that she had taken on a good disciple. With the inheritance of medical skills and a comfortable daily life, she navigated the city with an incredibly sensitive nose. Once used to locate herbs in the mountains, it now sought the fragrance of wine. He Jushin walked into a narrow alley, carefully sniffed the air, and exclaimed, "Good wine. Good wine." Then, with hands behind her back, she eagerly walked into the alley.